Welcome and thank you for tuning in to A Better Version of Myself podcast. Y'all, today was interesting, okay? And I gotta level up when it comes to cycles, when it comes to repetitive things. Have you ever got into a routine and you realize, hey, I'm in a routine, and you don't realize that you was in a routine until you realize you was in a routine because you start doing things repetitive and things just start coming to you like, okay, why am I here? You know, so you start doing things in routine. You have to scratch your head a couple of times and realize, why am I in a routine? Why am I repeating things, repeating cycles that do not serve me no good? Yeah, I'm so tired of repeating cycles. Tired of repeating cycles. I'm tired of the heavy weight. I'm tired of the weight just being on me. I'm carrying the weight voluntarily. Have you ever been in a situation where you're carrying it voluntarily? Like, you don't have to be here. Like, you don't have to be in the situation that you're in. You don't have to have the mindset that you have. You don't have to act or present yourself in a way that you present or act. Like, you have a choice to have a different route, to go a different way. But yet, we voluntarily grab these things that weighs us down. And yet we deal with it again until we realize it is causing problems within us internally. Our mindset, our soul, our body. It start weighing on us. It start showing up on your body. Then it start showing up in your mind. Then it start showing up in your soul. Then you wonder why am I feeling so heavy? Why am I feeling so loaded? And it's the things that you voluntarily carry. Yeah, that's why I said today was crazy. It was like, wow. You know, and a lot of these things are from our childhood. A lot of these things from our core memories when we was younger. We remember things, you know, that happened 10, 15, 20 years ago or in our mid-ages, late ages, you know, early ages. But most of our trauma, most of our burdens, most of our weight comes from our childhood. Trauma. And I don't even want to say trauma. Let me take that back. It comes from our childhood memories. I'm going to put it like that. Because sometimes it don't really be trauma that weighs us down. Sometimes it will be the responsibility of having to take care of others when I don't even know how to take care of myself. That was not a choice that you made. That was a choice placed up on you. But yet you decide to continue to carry the needs of people. Oh, man. Y'all, I'm in for it. Buckle up because it's episode 2, okay? And sometimes you feel like you just gotta walk away. You just gotta go. You gotta ask yourself, do I wanna continue to voluntarily carry these burdens or carry these things or carry these thoughts or continue to be in this mindset, continue to be in this version of myself? Or do I wanna just leave this where it's at, put it in my core memory, and move on? And move on. You move on. How do you know that you're carrying things that you're voluntarily carrying that's weighing you down? It's when your emotions, when it's come to this specific thing, it's up and down. You don't feel right. It is the energy of it is not right. It's not sitting there with you. So it's like you're crying out for help, but not using your words. Not verbally saying, help me, help me, help me. You know, not saying that, but in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, you're crying out for help because it's something in this, something happened when you a child. Like my childhood, I wouldn't say it was the best, but I definitely wouldn't say it's the worst. Hearing other people's stories and hearing how other people grew up, you know, I sit right there in the middle. You know, it wasn't all bad, but it wasn't all good. And I carry some of those things in my, always I was 30. I voluntarily carry because I could have been put those things down once I recognized what type of people I surrounded myself with in my younger years, in my childhood years. The people that you surround yourself with involuntarily. You can't choose your family. You can't choose. You can choose your friends, but you didn't know what a friend was at that moment. So you're like, you engage with all these type of people when you're younger because you're really trying to figure yourself out and who you click with and who understand. But at the same time, you're trying to grasp information. Again, learning you, trying to understand you. But the more you walk in the best version or the more you try to mold yourself, the more you do the work of becoming a better version of yourself, the less you want to go in the past. The less you want to revisit the past. And I think that's because, speaking of my childhood, I surrounded myself with a lot of people. You know, even when I was younger, let's say 15, 16 years old, that's the age when you really start making choices for yourself. Regardless of what your parents told you or what your parents' rules were, you started making decisions up on your own. And you started meeting new people. You started like, okay, wait. You started hearing other people upbringing. You started seeing how people move, seeing how people do things. And you realize some of the things that was happening in your childhood, in my childhood, was not right. Now that I'm older, it was not right. It was not right. That wasn't love. That wasn't, oh, tough love. That wasn't, it just was not right. And I realized that now, in 2024, I have voluntarily carried those memories to my core. But I realized those memories don't need to be in my core. Those memories need to be thrown away, erased, and left in the past. Like, I'm to the point where in 2024, if somebody come walk up to me, who are you? I'm not going to sit there and small talk like, how you been? How's life? Like, because I really don't care. Like, I really don't mess with you because the things that you did to me in my childhood was not right. And that time that you say, I'm sorry or anything like that. Like, you talked about me. You degraded me. You did all these things to me. You never uplift me. You never was like, oh, yeah, that's my cousin. Or, oh, yeah, that's my sister. Or, yeah, that's my homegirl. Things like that. It was never like that. It was always some type of hating stuff. Some hate stuff that was done to me in my childhood. And I realized that I voluntarily carried these things, carried these emotions, carried these core memories. And I became a bitter person. But not in 2024, because therefore I'm leaving all that behind. For sure. I'm cleaning up my Facebook, cleaning up my Instagram, cleaning up all that. If I don't rock with you, I don't talk to you, why you on there? Why am I logging in and I'm seeing you? You gotta, like, I'm walking in my power. Like, I'm walking in myself. Like, I'm walking in my authentic self. 2024. Like, for real. I'm walking in myself in 2024. Because I realize I got two options. I could sit there and cry to the moon of why my problem's the way that it is. Or I have an option to leave it in the past. I have an option to just let it go. Start a new life. Start a new circle. Start reevaluating or assessing the people that I have around me. What are you doing in my life right now? Are you uplifting me or are you bringing me down? Are you satisfying me? Are you giving me of my needs? Like, are you fulfilling my needs? Or are you just here? You're just here. Because people gonna always tell you the truth about how they really feel about you. It always come in the sense of a joke. I'm just playing. Nah. That I'm just playing. That ha-ha kiki got some hating shit behind it. For real. For real. Like, for real. When you lean on who you truly want to become, and you lean on your own morals and your own values, I promise you, God will provide that peace. And your life soon will become real. Because my life about to be real good. Real sweet. Real, like, real good this year in 2024. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Because once again, my word that was downloaded to me was hard work. I got to put in that work in 2024. I don't want to, but I got to. I got to put in that work in 2024 because if I don't, I'm going to miss my train again. And baby, I feel like my train is coming. I feel like something magical, something is about to change in my life in 2024. But it's up to me. The things that I do in the next 30 days is going to make a difference of what my outcome will be in 2024, what our outcome will be in 2024. Because stepping into a better version of yourself means you have to step out your old way of thinking, the old way of doing things. I mean, if something is working, then let it work. But if something is clashing and something just not sitting right in a certain area of your life, those are the areas that you feel, those are the areas where you need a new version of yourself. Period. Yeah, I think I'm done, okay? Thank you for tuning in. This is your host. I am Tara Monique, and this is A Better Version of Myself podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Y'all have a wonderful day. Kisses, kisses, kisses. Have a wonderful week. See y'all next week, or talk to you next week.